Hello, this is Rafael Davidovich speaking. Today is Thursday, Parshas Vayeshev, which is also Thanksgiving for those listening today. And there is an interesting element here in the Parsha, in Parshas Vayeshev, that I've wanted to speak about for a long time, and it's a wonderful coincidence that it comes out on Thanksgiving. We have here today, in today's Aliyah, Yosef is brought down to Mitzrayim, and he is sold to Potiphar. Potiphar is described here as an Ish Mitzri, an Egyptian man, which is interesting, which in convention, general rabbinic understanding of the word Ish means that he is a powerful Egyptian man. And we find that once Yosef is in Mitzrayim working for Potiphar, who is this powerful Egyptian man, this minister of the crown, as it were, Yosef achieves success and trust. V'Hashem imo, and God was with him, as Hashem was always mentioned. You can imagine Yosef working for this Egyptian minister and saying, Baruch Hashem, Yemirtze Hashem, and achieves great power and great trust in the home of this Egyptian minister. But then the Aliyah concludes by describing Yosef as Yifas Tor Vifas Mare, that Yosef was extremely beautiful, very good-looking. Rashi says on this pasuk, not just that Yosef is a good-looking man, but that Yosef made himself better-looking in accordance with the position that he had now. And it's then that everything changes, because Eshes Adonav, the wife of his master, comes and tries to seduce him. This story is the struggle of Jews in Golus. What began with Avram Avinu, or rather with Sarah, that Avram had to say, Achosihi, she is my sister, meaning that Avram and Sarah were vulnerable as soon as they entered an alien land, and Sarah was at risk, and Avram's life was at risk, both in Egypt with Paro, and then later with Avimelech. And then Yitzchak faced a similar danger when he traveled with Rivka to the Philistine lands with Avimelech. And then Yaakov struggled in his own way, not he himself, but the risk and the danger that happened with his daughter Dina, when she was raped by Shechem, is now happening in this next generation. And this is between Yosef and Eshes Potiphar. And I just want to point out the contrast between Dina and Yosef, that while Dina was taken by force, which is always a risk, as we saw with Sarah, but with Dina, the tragedy actually happened. Yosef was not taken by force. With Yosef, it was a matter of getting him to acquiesce. And even though Yosef refused the advances of the wife of Potiphar, and this had the effect of causing him to be demoted, it caused a backslide in his chashivus, in the importance in which he was held in Egypt. We see that it's specifically in prison that he achieved the key to greater success, as we have in next week's parsha, Miketz, which the Medrash says, Ketz Sam Lachoshech, God puts an end to the darkness. So this is a constant risk that the Jewish people have faced from the days of Avram Avinu and his wife to this day, that any time that the Jewish people enter into a new land, there is either the risk of victimhood, as in the case of Dina, and with Abraham and Sarah, and Yitzchak and Rivka, or the risk posed by Eshes Potiphar, not of victimhood, but of becoming so comfortable that the general worldly culture of our hosts, or our hosts' wives, so to speak, is something that presents a different kind of danger. And it's a beautiful Rashi says that the way that Yosef was able to fight off the advances of Potiphar's wife was by seeing an image of his father in the window, which some understand as being he saw his own reflection in the window, but as he looked like his father, meaning Yosef looked like his father Yaakov, he saw Yaakov, and this gave Yosef the strength of realizing that if he wanted to maintain his loyalty to Hashem, to eventually get out and be loyal to his father's ideals, he had to do what seemed extremely difficult, which is to fight off that temptation of just joining the general culture of Mitzrayim at the time. And I think at a time the Jews feel so comfortable that so many thousands of Jews, even Shomer Shabbos Jews and loyal Jews who learn Torah every day, are observing Thanksgiving in one form or another, that this is a wonderful time to contemplate the comfort that we have and the struggles that come as a result of that comfort until Mashiach comes. That's what I have to say about Parshas Vayeshev and about Thanksgiving, and I want to wish you all a good Shabbos.